cool, man. Hey, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. I'm here with Marcus King in Nashville, Tennessee, shortly before his show. Marcus, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, okay, let's start. You got some cool gear here. Let's start with this guy.
Yeah, this is kind of a reissue model. It's a 345 that Gibson was kind enough to send to me. And I was playing my grandfather's for a while, and then I just got kind of, you know, scared about taking it on the road.
So what's your grandfather's guitar?
It's like a 62, I believe.
Wow.
345.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So is that where you kind of started out on that guitar? Is that the main thing where you kind of built your tone? Because yeah. I've always seen you with the red, I thought it was a 335, but is that the one?
It was always like that was the guitar.
Yeah, right.
I was playing an SG for a long time with many humbuckers in it.
Yeah.
And just nothing ever really compared to the 345.
Right.
My grandfather's. And this one is really great tour guitar. It's really, really great to throw in your gig bag and kind of take it on the airplane, you know?
Sure, yeah. Does it feel and sound pretty close to the old one?
It feels really great, man. They really took the time to put a lot of care into it down in Memphis.
Yeah.
Before they sent it to me. And, you know, gave me instead of the stereo input, because this is a stereo cable that I had made just for my 345 at home.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be mono or stereo cable.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, cool. So, but that's just a mono send.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And so do you ever use that, that mystery switch?
The very time I never use it. I mean, like I've said before, only accidentally.
Yeah.
I accidentally hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. What gauge strings are you running?
I'm using a Elixir 11s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And standard tuning or,
yeah, always standard.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, and so that's your number one.
Yeah, this is number one right here.
Yeah. Do you, and you've got, actually, let's look at number two.
Number
can I just
two,
grab
yeah.
this for you?
Yeah.
This is pretty sexy, man. Very, very Brother Dwayne.
That's certainly the inspiration behind it. I played his Gold Top a few times down in Macon. I just really fell in love with the look and you know. Being a Dwayne Allman fan for such a long time, and always wanted a Gold Top.
Right.
And they were kind enough to send this to me and took the pick guard off as soon as I got out of the case.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Very Brother Dwayne. I love that, man.
But Seymour Duncan sent me some antiquities to pop in there. So
cool.
It's got a real good sound to it.
Cool. Hey man, play a little bit. Let's hear that bad boy. No, I know you haven't even had a chance to tune it up. I'm throwing you out through.
Well, let's see what happens.
Let's see if it's in.
There we go.
Sounds killer, man.
Oh, thanks.
I couldn't decide.
Yeah. This one's a little lighter too, so
really?
You don't have the neck problems at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Like you got with a lot of
right.
I got a 73 Deluxe at home that I played for a while. That was just a cinder block.
Yeah.
Strapped around my neck.
Yeah, those pancake bodies are heavy, man, from the 70s. Yeah. That's beautiful. Okay, so two very cool electrics. Do you usually stick with one guitar and just switch
I know I don't really switch much. I just just the one guitar all the way through the night.
Yeah. So would you say how often are you on red compared to the gold?
That's about 95% of the time.
Yeah, okay.
On red.
Yeah. Very cool. And you have this great, let me grab this for you, your great, this acoustic you're showing me.
Yeah.
What's the story on this guy?
So our brothers at Rockbridge Guitars out of Charlottesville, Virginia, made this one and brought it to the show. They brought a few of them, and this one really struck my fancy. It's the Smek model.
Cool.
Real short neck, but it just really projects and puts out a lot of sound, you know?
Right.
And I just fell in love with the guitar as soon as I played it.
Boy, it's beautiful, man. What a cool finish, too.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love
and
it.
And that everything spruce top, the grain. Wow. Wow, that's beautiful, man. And it's really light.
Yeah. That's one of the things I really like about it. I never really liked a big-bodied acoustic until I met this guitar.
You know what? It's, is it like a, guess it's kind of pretty Gibson-esque, but it's,
it is. It's kind of like a Gibson Martin hybrid, which is another thing I really love about it. And it's got, you know, it's got this sound just like my single 018 that I have at home.
Oh yeah,
it's a 61018. And as soon as I played this one, I really just wanted this big sound out
right.
of it, you know.
Yeah.
And this was able to give me that for sure.
Cool, man. All right, three very cool guitars. Hey, let's talk about your amps.
Sure. So right here I got this Super Reverb that I kind of was raised with. You know, I grew up with it. It was always at the house, and I've been playing it live since I was about, I guess, 10 years old. And it's got blueback Webers in the back of it, and everything on it's original except for the grill cloth and the Weber speakers.
Wow.
My dad bought it kind of without any speakers.
It's like just a parts amp. Yeah, guts, huh? Cool. What year is it?
It's a 65.
Oh, wow. And you were running it hot, man, like on 10.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think that's just the clearest depiction of like what the guitar can really do.
Yeah.
Is just to get that amp to break up the way that you need it. And that's the biggest reason that I use the Tube Screamer. I cut out the pedal board a long time ago, and the Tube Screamer stuck around as a power attenuator.
Oh, so you can just, so you can keep the tone but bring the volume down, kind of?
Yeah, and I said before, you know, this plexiglass and the power attenuation, you can tell I've been cussed out by one or two club owners.
Right,
and,
right.
So I keep the volume on this Tube Screamer at about 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And put the drive up here at about 2 o'clock. Just to get a little bit of edge, you know, a little drive, because why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not, man? Okay, and, very cool.
Really, most recent addition to the rig, because I used to run two Supers, and then for a while I was running a Marshall with a 50-watt head. Then a good friend of mine out of Asheville, John Shushke, built me a 100-watt model from the amp shop that I was using for a while. But then a good friend, Peter McMahon, who I was introduced through Warren Haynes, turned me on to Homestead Amps, and he brought this out. It's got two 15s in it.
Oh, wow.
And I really dug the vibe of the amp as soon as I saw it, because I got one that he made me that's a 210s.
Oh.
Because I just wanted half of a Super.
Right, right.
With the Tube Screamer feature kind of built in.
Sure,
and
yeah.
He did that. So he brought this out to a gig in Louisville, Kentucky, and the two of them together is just magic, you know. The 15s and the 10s really brings a different sound, you know.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that tooled leather look, man.
He's a evil genius. I love it.
Yeah, that is great. So you're running, so you've got these just kind of run together out of, well, let's follow your signal chain. So you go guitar into a trusty bus.
Tenor.
Yeah. TU-3, okay, to the TU, and from there to the Crybaby.
Uh-huh.
And everything's just on batteries, right?
Yeah, just keep them on batteries.
Cool.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, and then you run a quarter inch out of there into...
Into the Tube Screamer here.
Into the Tube Screamer.
And then from the Tube Screamer, we're running that signal into just the junction here, the Homestead Junction.
Okay.
Running the two amps together.
Oh,
and
okay.
then from the amp, we're going into the Tube Screamer. And then we got one cable chaining out of the Homestead into the
Okay, cool.
Chain.
Okay, so that just feeds both of them. Okay, very cool, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, it sounds killer, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. Sounds like you're taking over the world. So,
man, we're just having a good time.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
Great. Well, hey, man, till next time, this is John Bollinger.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.